Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamegimel Mabeis. We're holding on the bottom of Lamegimel and Aleph, four lines on the bottom. So says the Gemara, V'dishim Ezbech HaPnimi, Koidim HaTavis Chamesh Nere. So we said, Abaye is going through the Seder. Abaye taught us the Seder Hayoim in the Beis HaMikdash every day. And he said that first they took care of cleaning off the Ezbech HaPnimi, and only afterwards they cleaned down and set up the first five of the Neiris of the Menorah. So says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for this? That Dishim Ezbech HaPnimi came before HaTavis Chamesh Neiris. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Gemara Gemir Nasvar Lo Yadana. I don't know. I have a Masechta that that's the way it was. I don't know the reason. V'Rava Amar Reish Lakish. Rava says, I'll tell you the reason. It's like Reish Lakish said, the Amar Reish Lakish in Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Reish Lakish taught us the Yisayit that you don't pass over mitzvahs. Now, has that negated to us? Because as the Gemara turning on Talmud Beis, V'chi Ayo Leheichal B'Mizbeach Pagabereisha. Because when the Kohen went into the Heichal, he would first pass by the Mizbeach, and only afterwards he would get to the Menorah. Why is that? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa that Shulchan Bitzafa and Mashach Min HaKoytzel Shtei Amos Umechza, the Shulchan was against the northern wall of the Heichal, two Amos away for off the wall, but it was on the northern side of the Heichal, Umenayra Bidara Mishulchan Min HaKoytzel Shtei Amos Umechza, and the Menorah was against the southern part, it was in the southern part of the Heichal, two and a half Amos away from the southern wall, and Mizbeach Mamutza Ba'imid Be'emza Umashach the Mizbeach HaZav, so that was in between the two. It was in between the Menorah and the Shulchan, but it extended a little bit to the east. So it was a little bit. It wasn't exactly in between it. For it made sort of like a triangle shape with the Mizbeach on the east, and then the Shulchan a little bit to the west and to the north, and the Menorah a little bit to the west and to the south. So it made this triangle shape. But either way, so when the Kohen went into the Heichal, he would first, because the Mizbech extended, protruded a little bit to the east, when the Kohen went in from east to west into the Heichal, he would first pass by the Mizbech before getting to the Menorah, and because of the rule of Eimavir Nala Mitzvahs, therefore he took care of Disha Mizbech HaPnimi before taking care of the Tavas Aneris. Frakta Gemara V'noikmi L'Hadayu, what's Takab Shat, that they put the Mizbech HaZov was extended, protruded a little bit to the east? Why not just put it exactly in line together with the Menorah and the Shulchan? It says the Gemara, Kevin the Chsiv, as the Menorah Nechach HaShulchan, being in the Chazwa HaDadeh, because it says that the Menorah faces the Shulchan, so we need there to be nothing in between the two, that they see each other without any hefsek, and therefore the Mizbech was put a little bit, extended a little bit out from between the two. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shmami Namid Reish Lakish, we could understand the halacha from that which Reish Lakish taught us of Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs, that Abure Dura Aitai Tefta Aser. The way Rashi explains is that it's Aser for a person to pass over his Tfilin Shel Yad, and to first put on his Tfilin Shel Reish. Because being that you first pass by your Shel Yad, a person first passes his hand before he gets to his head, so he has to put on his Shel Yad before he puts on his Shel Reish. Hechi Yavit, so what does he has to? Midura Aitai Tefta. He first puts on his Tfilin Shel Yad, and afterwards he puts on his Tfilin Shel Reish. Says the Gemara, so the order was is Atavis Chamesh Neiris, then the Shechit of the Tamid and the Zrikas Dama Tamid, and then after the Zrikas Dama Tamid, that's when they were Mativ, the last two remaining Neiris of the Menorah. So now my time, why is this the order? Chamesh Neiris, Dama Tamid, and then Atava again, why is that the order? Amar Abaye, because Ahu Biker Babiker Babiker the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that which it says Babiker Babiker by the parish of by the pasuk of Shnei Gziri Eitzim, which is not necessary. We didn't learn anything out from there. Delight Srichi, so it's not necessary. So Shadinu Lahacha, so we say Emeina Inyan the Gufay Tenei in Achir. It's not necessary for the parish for the pasuk of Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So we say apply it elsewhere. So we take those two Babikers and we put it somewhere else. Where do we put it? So Shadinu Lahacha, we put it over here by the Tamid and by the Tavas and Eris. Chad Shadi La Tavas Chamesh Neiris. One of them we put by the Tavas Chamesh Neiris to the Kadmi the Dama Tamid, which is gonna eventually then teach us that it should precede Dama Tamid, as the Gemara will explain soon. The Chad Shadi La Dama Tamid the Kadmi La Tavas Shtei Neiris, and one of them gets placed by Dama Tamid, which will then teach us that it comes before La Tavas Shtei Neiris. Now, how is all this accomplished? Chad Shadi La Tavas Chamesh Neiris to the Kadmi La Dama Tamid. One of them we put by a Tavas Chamesh Neiris, which is going to tell us that it comes before Dama Tamid. How is it going to do that? The Hachat Klasa V'Hachat Shrei. because now it's going to come out that it's kilu. It says the word babaker three times by Tavas and Eres. Really, it says it twice, but now it will be as if it says it three times, and only twice by the Dama Tomid. Really, it says it once, and it'll be as if now it says it twice, but it's going to come out that by Tavas Chamish Neres, it says babaker three times, which is more than it says by Dama Tomid, which will tell us that the Tavas Chamish Neres comes before Dama Tomid. V'chad Shadi l'Dama Tomid, the other babaker by the Shnei Gziri Eitzim we place by Dama Tomid, the Nikad Mila Tavas Shtei Neres, which is going to teach us that it comes before that Tavas Shtei Neres. Now, the Afel Gav D'Hachetrei V'Hachetrei, and even though by both of them it says it twice, really by Dama Tomid it only says it once, but now it's Kilu, it says it twice, so all it did was make it even with that Tavas Neres. So how is that going to teach us that the Dama Tomid is going to precede HaTavas Shtei Neres? So says the Gemara, Afagav Dachatre Vachatre, even though now it's Kilu, it says it by both of them twice, but still Mechapar Adif, once it's even, so then we'll know Misvara that the Dama Tamid comes first, because the Karban Tamid was Balachapir, it came to be Mechapir, so therefore it's a Svara that should come before the Tavash Deneres. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know the Darsh and the Torah the way you just said, and to place the two Babaikers, one by the Tavas Chamesh Neres, and one by Dama Tamid, Amalei Rapapala Abaye, Ve'im Echad Shadi L'Disha Mizbech HaPnimi, maybe one of them put by Disha Mizbech HaPnimi, then they Kadmi L'Dama Tamid, which will tell us that Disha Mizbech HaPnimi comes before Dama Tamid, Dehacha Tlas of Achatre, because now it's gonna say, Kilu, three times by Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi Babaiker, and only two times by Dama Tamid. V'chad Shadi L'Dama Tamid D'Nikdoi Ma'atavis Chamesh Neres, and then one of them put by Dama Tamid, which will tell us that it comes before the Atavas Chamesh Neres. Even though by both of them it says it twice, by the Atavas Neres it actually says it twice, and by Dama Tamid now it will be Ki'il, which says it twice, but Mechapar Adif will note Misfar then that the Dama Tamid comes before the Atavas Chamesh Neres because of this Sfar of Mechapar Adif. So maybe that's the way to dash in the Torah. Says the Gemara, can't be. Why? Because imkain if suke b'may mafsekeslu. Because if it's going to be true that the Dama Tamid is going to be before Hatavas Chamesh Neres, so then what are we going to have in between the Hatavas Chamesh Neres and the Hatavas Shtei Neres? So now, says the Gemara, that's not a problem if you go like Reish Lakish. Hani chel Reish Lakish d'amar lama metivin v'chayzer metivin. What's the reason why they did five and then two? Was just kedei lahargish kol azara kula. Was just in order to... It was just in order to create excitement in the Azara. So then Shapir. So then it's not a problem because you could just take a break. You could also do it in two shots by taking a break. Do five Neres. Be made to five Neres. Take a break and then be made to the other two Neres and you're creating the same excitement. So there would be no problem about the fact that we don't have an avoid in between. But Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Baker Chal Keu L'Shnei Bekarim, he learns that from a pasuk that it's supposed to be specifically separated, that there's supposed to be an avoid in between. So Ma'ik L'Meimar, what are you going to say? So that's how we know not to dash in the Torah the way Rapapa suggested. Because if we dash in the Torah the way Rapapa suggested, there won't be anything in between that Tavas Chamesh Neres and that Tavas Shtei Neres, which if you're Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, "Hi, babayker, babayker, de'itzim, mimi atar." Are the words babayker, babayker that it says by the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, is that really extra? Hami bailei legufe, but we need it for the parasha of Shnei Gziri Eitzim itself. The Kamar Achmana nikad mula marach Shnei Shokatayras. It says the word babayker twice by Shnei Gziri Eitzim to tell us, maybe perhaps, that it comes before setting up the marach Shnei Shokatayras. Not like Abai told us. Abai told us that really we set up the marach Gedayla, then we set up the marach Shnei Shokatayras, and afterwards we put the Shnei Gziri Eitzim on the marach Gedayla. But frak the Gemara, frak Ravina Taravashi, maybe that it says babayker babayker by Shnei Gziri Eitzim to tell us that it precedes setting up the Maracha Shnei Shalkatayres. Says the Gemara, Marlei, Ravashi said back to Ravina, it can't be, because v'laf miyukimna aleha v'leha chaverta v'chal disa l'chaverta. We already said that in the parish of Shnei Gziri Eitzim itself, it's mavur that the Maracha Shnei Shalkatayres is already set up. Because it says by the Shnei Gziri Eitzim to put it aleha, to put it on the Maracha Gedayla, la'afuke the Maracha Shnei Shalkatayres, which is mavur that the Maracha Shnei Shokatayres is already set up. So therefore it can't be that it says Babaiker Babaiker to teach me that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim comes before the Maracha Shnei Shokatayres, and therefore it's extra to dash in the way we've said until now. Now says the Gemara, Maishna Da'avid Hatavas Chamesh Neiris Bereisha. What's the pshat that we do Hatavas Chamesh Neiris and then afterwards Hatavas Shtei Neiris? Navid Hatavas Shtei Neiris Bereisha. Maybe we should do the Hatav of the two Neiris first. Says the Gemara, no, Kevin De'ischa Behu Avid Ruba. Once we're starting with it, so we want to do most of it. In fact, the Gemara V'Navid Shis. Okay, well, if you want to, just because you're starting, so you want to do most of it, so why don't you do even more? Do six. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra Behetiva Yesa Neiris V'Yaktiranu Ve'en Neiris Psuches Mishtayim. The Lashon of the Torah, when it says Hatava, it says that to be made of the Neiris, which is Lashon Rabbim. So the Miat, the least that could mean is two. So it can't be that we have an Avaid of Hatavas Neiris with less than two Neiris. So again, we want to do most of the Neiris. So therefore, we do five first, and then we do a break with an Avaida, and then we're made of the remaining two Neiris.